Joining us now on a chapter spotlight with FFA Today is Melissa McKenna, the FFA advisor for the chapter at the Norfolk County Agricultural High School. It is celebrating its 100th anniversary as well. Melissa, tell us about your chapter and about your school. Where are you guys located?
Sure. Well, we're located in Walpole, Massachusetts, which is east of Boston. We're probably about 50 miles from Boston, so we're located in the suburban area. We are on a 400-acre campus. We have an operating farm on the campus. We have livestock animals. We have a horse farm. And we have greenhouses. And we have a CSA that we run through our FFA program. I just put on our roster about 537 students, so we're a rather large FFA chapter. We actually have 22 agricultural teachers, certified teachers, that teach in the plant, environmental, and agricultural mechanics program, and then we have an animal science and marine technology program.
This is, of course, the 100th anniversary of this school, so how is it to see that this program has been around for now 100 years?
It is pretty awesome. It's actually, I've been at the Aggie for 26 years, and just to see where we've changed in the 25 years that I've been here, we've actually recently just got a huge building added to our school, and we've done a lot of different renovations and stuff. So the school and the face of agriculture has really changed. You look through the early yearbooks to see what the program looked like. It started with one house on the center of campus with 40 acres, and then over the years, you know, they accumulated more acreage and obviously more buildings. And a lot of the buildings that were originally here on campus were actually built by our students.
Well, can you give us an idea of the specific programs that students can go through when they attend?
Well, a typical student will come to the Aggie, and their freshman year they spend in exploratory. They will go through all of the what we call the three areas of three programs. Actually, four, I'm sorry. We just added environmental. So we have a student would come here, and they would take animal science. They would also be taking the agricultural mechanics class, the plant science class, and then they would take environmental. And then halfway through their sophomore year, they would actually pick or select their major, and then that's what they would continue through their junior and their senior year. And within each of those departments, we have different interest areas. I'm an animal science teacher, so some of our students can take classes from livestock production, equine science. We have a marine science program, a research animal technology program, a canine program, and a vet technology program. And then in our plant, we have a horticulture, we have urban forestry, and landscape. One of my students just helped me. And arbor. We have an arbor program.
Well, let's bring some of the students into the interview. First off, Hannah Dean. Hannah, since this was a school that you had to apply to go to, why was it something that you wanted to be a part of?
Originally, I wanted to not go to a traditional high school. So through research, I found the Aggie, and I just fell in love with the vocational training that they offered.
And what specific program are you enrolled in?
I'm studying as a vet major. My hopes and dreams are to go off to vet school and become a livestock vet. I'm really enjoying the training that they offer. I was fortunate enough to meet with a few vet students, and they talked about the training that they were going through, and we were both doing the same labs, so it was really cool to do the same things as vet students were.
And finally, what is your experience and involvement with the FFA chapter there, and being at such a large chapter, how are those experiences going to help you to further your career?
I am a chapter officer. Right now I'm the reporter. I am responsible for communication throughout the chapter and as well as making the chapter scrapbook. It's really helping me with public speaking and like getting my confidence up around people. Before I came to the school, I was really, really shy. It's helping me like get out of my comfort zone and like try new things and really build my confidence.
Well, let's talk to another one of your fellow students now, Dean Powers, who also attends a school and is part of the FFA chapter there. Well, what have you learned at this high school to help you be prepared more for the career?
Since I came to the school, I've really been able to broaden my horizons, and now I'm actually in the urban forestry program, and I'm going to go on to go to school for horticulture. I've actually learned a lot at specific technical skills, because we have the really cool opportunity to specialize in a certain field in the general agricultural area we choose. So I'm in urban forestry, so we do tree climbing, we learn how to run the wood chipper, run different equipment, and then we learn a lot about the botany and the science that goes into the plant. So that's going to give me a little more of an advantage because I have a strong base of knowledge in the field that I learned in high school, unlike some other classmates I might end up having that maybe weren't as fortunate as I was to have the experience.
And finally, what's your involvement with FFA and how is that helping you as well?
My involvement with FFA, so I was recently elected as a state officer in Massachusetts, and I've been involved in FFA since freshman year. I've done a lot of different career development events and taken a lot of service learning opportunities and been really involved in my chapter since the beginning, and that's been one of the best experiences. My communication skills and just ability to be professional and competent has really transformed since I was a freshman through FFA. I've had a lot of awesome opportunities to practice those skills and meet other people in the industry, so I'm going to have some valuable connections later on in life with different leaders, and I just know that now I feel better about myself and I'm more confident in my abilities to lead and to be organized and efficient, and that's huge compared to some other kids I know that don't necessarily have the same direction, and I owe a lot of that to FFA and the experiences I've been able to have.
Well, thank you, Dean. That was Dean Hanna and the FFA advisor of the Norfolk Agriculture High School, Melissa McKenna, our guest on this chapter spotlight on FFA Today.